This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling right upon Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey!
Taking a look this weekend, Saturday night's main event is coming up. Got five matches announced. That is pretty on par for the show, so this might be one of those cases where we actually talk about every match, and nothing changes on SmackDown. Touch wood. But first up, Intercontinental Championship match. It did not change on Raw. Penta, Ethan Page, one-on-one, head-to-head for that championship.
As it should be. I'm very interested. This one could go either way, honestly. I love Penta. I love Ethan Page. I love the entirety of what Ethan Page could do with this title, considering what he did with the North American Championship, and making it a Canadian-based title or something, or just redesigning it just for himself. But the main reason that I'm like having like reservations about just full sending Ethan Page is Penta's on the poster of the frickin' show.
Yeah.
Then this is the most important title that is being defended on this show. So, because the main two titles are being held over for the next premium live event in Italy. So, I'm going to go with Ethan Page.
Okay. It is definitely a toss-up. For me, I think it's kind of hard because I want to exclude Rusev. The entire Intercontinental scene has been a bit of a toss-up, right? We had the ladder match where potentially there were some other winners that came out of it. You have this one, potentially Ethan Page picks up the title. Had this been a different combination, triple threat, fatal four-way, potentially I'm sitting here saying again that I think Javon Evans might be the next Intercontinental Champion. And I wonder if Ethan Page is that conduit. We have the match this weekend. Penta loses the title to Ethan Page, and then you get Ethan Page versus Javon Evans. And that's the feud that eventually gets Javon onto the Intercontinental Championship. Not entirely sure, but it feels like Penta's had this title for quite a while. He is on the poster. So I do think his days are numbered. Are they numbered with, I can't do math quickly, four days left at time of recording, at time of airing, one or two? Or does he have another month? Does he have another couple months? But it feels like it's going to be soon. Ethan Page, Javon Evans, my two top candidates to be that next champion.
Yeah. I think it makes sense for Ethan to take the title here. And then we can either move Penta up the card, heck, who would say no to a Roman Reigns Penta match? First off. Yeah. Legitimately, who would say no to that match? Or we get him back together with Ray, and we have them have their tag team run for a little bit, and then because you've already shown that you can do at least as far as Penta goes, a solo run. So you get the tag team run that everybody wants out of the way, and then you can still. 6 months, 8 months down the road, spin Penta back out and send him up the card.
Yeah, I think Penta's got a bright future. It would be a very big fumble at this point, even if he doesn't hold the Intercontinental Championship, to fumble him. I do think a world title is possible in the next couple of years. I don't think he has a ceiling that locks him in the mid card. It's easy for me to say that, but the world championship scenes are very clogged up, with the same sort of 6-7 guys. And so maybe he's just got to bust through the ceiling a little bit and claim his spot as one of those. We saw him tossing around with some of those guys, especially after he first came up, and he fit in. So maybe it is time to pull that trigger. Officially, I'm also going to go Ethan Page. It isn't the only Intercontinental Championship on the line. The Women's Intercontinental Championship seems to be as well. Becky Lynch, Sol Ruca.
It's not on the line.
I didn't think so either, but the official graphic that WWE have put out has it as a title match.
Yeah. Becky specifically said that Sol gets a match at Saturday Night Main Event, but it's not for the title. She hasn't earned it yet.
I believe you. At least I don't know why the graphic says this.
Yeah, at least that's what I saw in the recap for Raw, is that that was what the promo was about.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Becky gave her a match, but not for the title. So
let's predict the both ways.
She wins. Sol Ruca wins. Yeah, Sol Ruca wins the match, which then earns her the title shot. Although that will cause Becky the Cowardly Heel to run away. But
and,
yeah,
and if it does end up being for the championship. Do you still think Sol wins, or you think Becky squeezes?
Yeah. No, I don't think Sol wins. Which is why I think it's smart that it's not for the title. Give us a month with them feuding so the Sol can prove that she can stand on her own and then switch the title at maybe like Clash of Italy or something. Or the next Saturday Night Main Event, which is in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm with you on both sides of that. It all depends if that championship is on the line. You're either going to give Sol Ruca her boost as, you know, a debuting star coming up from NXT, win over Becky at Saturday Night's Main Event, or you're going to have the titles on the line and Becky Lynch is going to use some dastardly heel tactics to retain where Sol Ruca like should have won, kind of thing. And so in this case, both ways, none of us are predicting a title changing hands either because it's non-title or because Becky retains. But talking about a different championship, we do have the tag team championship, which I'm 99% sure is on the line. The Vision going up against the Street Profits.
This is one of those situations where I don't like the match. I love everybody in the match as far as wrestling goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I hate Logan Paul, the person, the wrestler. I like, but I don't like this combination because I'm tired of seeing I want to see the Street Profits do something solo. I don't want to see them win yet another title reign, but I think that's what's going to happen. I'm tired of the Vision as a whole, as a concept, because it's not worked because of injuries, unfortunately. Just put the titles on Street Profits, move on. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I think this one's a tough one to predict because half the chess pieces are not in the match, right? You've got Bron Breakker, you've got Seth Rollins, you've got Joe Hendry. They're not in this match. I think that they're all going to play a part. Potentially not the Seth Bron stuff, but I do think the Joe Hendry stuff will play a part. Maybe that's the distraction that distracts Logan so that the Street Profits can get the win, rip the titles away and run off and go do something. I agree that we had the tease of Montez Ford going solo, and it looked amazing. It looked like we were going to get it. We kind of reverted a couple years here with just rolling them back into the tag team scene. I'm not going to be mad if they pick up the tag team championships, but both of the tag team championships recently in WWE have kind of just been in a bit of a vortex, so I don't really know how to inject a bit more life. Maybe it is a Street Profits run, or imploding the Vision, both of which, one might happen this weekend. I don't think the other one's going to happen this weekend. I think that is at least a few more months down the line. Talking about tag titles that Josh doesn't care about, WWE Women's Tag Team Championship on the line. Paige and Brie Bella coming in as champions, going up against the former champs, Lash Legend and Nia Jax.
What I fear might happen, I really hope doesn't. Because there is some strong indication in my soul right now telling me the Irresistible Forces just gained the titles back. Because of Nikki Bella. I mean, that's an obvious storyline point going forward between the fact is when Nikki comes back, how are they going to work with that, with Paige and Brie as champs?
Mm-hmm.
I think whoever takes the titles off of these two are going to benefit from that. I just fear they're going to hit a reset button and be like, we got the good story about with the Bellas and Paige returning because of the injury, and we're just going to slap things back to the way it was prior.
Yeah. I think the women's tag team scene is always so commingled that it makes it kind of confusing, right? Like, we look on SmackDown, the champs defeated Julia and Kiana. We go over to Raw. They defeat the Judgment Day. But then Bayley and Lyra come out for the save. Now the Irresistible Forces have a title shot. It is kind of the same teams that we had, just in different combinations. And at any point in time, the title can change, because we don't really build storylines between individual teams. It's just all the teams hate each other. Sometimes they tolerate each other. They all want the championships. And it's just a case of which ones get the shots, which ones grab the titles, and what do we do with them? And I think you're right. The Nikki Bella return is when these titles change hands, or very soon around it. Though I think they'll go back to Irresistible Force, I could flip a six-sided coin to which women's tag team I think they're going to go to. And I don't know where it's going to go at this point in time, because that women's tag team scene is just so volatile in where the titles and number one contenderships and everything lies.
Honestly, I would say, and this kind of rolls us into the other tag team match for the women.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have Mitchin and BFAP take the titles off them.
Yeah. Well, there's your segue. I'm going to say things aren't looking great for them, but I'll run down the match. It is a 6-woman tag team match. On one side, you've got Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, and Alexa Bliss. And then on the other side, you have Jade Cargill, Meechan, and BFab. As much as you might want them as the next champions, things don't look great for them in that one.
As always, but with the tag team titles, it doesn't matter.
Is true.
With how things are looking prior. I think this is just... this has two outcomes to me. This is either Rhea Ripley goes Roman Reigns and overcomes the odds and survives Jade again until she gets the chance to beat her one-on-one again. Or Charlotte Flair turns heel and turns on both of them, but that would make the ending of their segment on SmackDown like really confusing, because the end of that segment was solely a stare down between Charlotte and Jade. But maybe it's just Charlotte reminding herself that she is a Flair and it's time to cut Alexa loose. Although I have no idea what they're doing with him, because Charlotte's apparently given Alexa Bliss a new nickname, Blissey.
Yeah, it is an interesting one, right? On paper, you look at this match, it is exactly as I said. You have three of the top women's talents of the last X years on one side. They should win on paper. But I think you're right. It all comes down to that Charlotte Flair and that Bliss team. Does one of them turn heel? Does one of them take out Rhea? Where does everything lie for them? I've been expecting the tag team to split way sooner than it has. It's held on longer than I thought it was going to. And for those two to spin off into a feud. But maybe they aim at Rhea instead of at each other. Maybe that's what eventually forks them apart.
Yeah, I think that's what the reason. I think they want a clear cut off of Jade and Rhea, and I think that's why I'm going the first option versus the second, because I think Charlotte versus Rhea is an eventual like destination, but I don't think it's now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get that match out of the way, the rematch out of the way, and then we could do whatever we need to do with Charlotte. Because Charlotte can always step into a main event match and it makes sense. Because she's Charlotte Flair. So, SummerSlam? Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair?
Yeah, we sat here and, you know, we say Oberfemi winning King of the Ring, going on to Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. Maybe this is Queen of the Ring, if they're going to pull off those tournaments this year on this side. Maybe that's where you put Alexa Bliss against Charlotte Flair. You test their friendship in a match as a part of that tournament and have Charlotte come out on top of that and take on the WWE Women's Champion at SummerSlam. The options are there, but in terms of this match, I don't bet against anyone whose initials are RR at this point, and so I gotta go with Rhea's team. It's just the rules. Alrighty, well, that is well over halfway through the show, but that is your preview of Saturday night's main event. That means it is time to go into our entrance theme of the week. It is gonna be Trick Williams. Enjoy for wrestling round upon Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady. He's Josh. Jumping over to Raw and SmackDown. We played Trick Williams' theme. He picked up a win this week against The Miz, former world champion, continuing to build that momentum.
Yeah. Huge, huge pop when he came out. because he's a local guy, because he was a football player for the school that the town of that they were in. Mm-hmm. But I mean it. Yeah, the stuff that little Yati is doing is not helping, but ultimately it's not hurting him either. He's getting over on his own, which is great, which is exactly what we said we need to do. And yeah, he gets a win over Miz, which continues the whole curse stuff. And it's like, yeah, I'm fine with it. It's what needs to happen. We're stalling essentially.
Yeah, I think to look to another match that was also on SmackDown, and I'll get to Danhausen, but we did have Carmelo Hayes and Ricky Saints going head-to-head. Carmelo Hayes using the most powerful move in all of wrestling to come up with the win. But much like we had that fatal four-way potential with the Intercontinental Championship, I see similar over here with Trick Williams. You know, we've got Carmelo, we've got Ricky Saints, we got a few people boiling over into that scene if we don't want to pull the trigger on the one-on-one at SummerSlam between Hayes and Williams.
Yeah, there's still stuff they can do. It's just we kind of know we have a blueprint of what we want to happen with this year United States Championship. Whether we get there or not is another question. Mm-hmm. But we want to see Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes on the main roster for the United States Championship. And let's give them like a feud where you could have one win the title over the other, successfully defend, then lose the title, and then an Iron Man match, a 30-minute Iron Man match, and like raise the stakes. I think they would kill it on all three.
Mm-hmm. 100%. These two can go. They're always great when they go head-to-head. You mentioned in the opening piece about The Miz and his curse. Well, Danhausen, I feel like we need a segment of what's Danhausen up to this week. He's working on his next masterpiece.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say. He performed an experiment, but who knows what's going on with that? Because we got all the mini Housens and stuff. Are we working on like a super curse for Miz, that the one that finally breaks him or something? I don't know. I think Dana Housen's just doing something, and we'll find out in like a month what it was about.
Yeah, there's 100 different ways that it can go, and because of the character that it is, it does have 100 different ways that it can go. It's not railroaded in one way, but yeah, let's keep an eye on what he's cooking up. I sure we'll know more this week on SmackDown that we can talk about on next week's show, heading into Clash in Italy. Also wanting to talk about the main event on SmackDown. We knew Gunther was showing up. We knew he was practically demanding a shot at Cody Rhodes' title. Had not expected, was not on my bingo card for Royce Keyes to also demand a shot and to have a Gunther versus Royce Keyes main event on SmackDown. Wasn't on my bingo card.
No, but I was all for the match. I mean, what it did is it elevated Royce Keyes, because how many people can stand in front of Gunther and take those chops and it look like it does nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is also one of those things that's for Cody to, like, this is his buddy, this is his guy. Breaking him in front of Cody, I think, is going to bring some fire out of him towards this match for Gunther at Clash of Italy. It's just. I think it's just. It did more for Royce than anything else, and I think that's what it should have done.
Yeah, banger match. Builds Royce. I'm scared. Okay, I'm worried. We got the whole involvement with Solo Sikoa at the end, seemingly involving himself in Royce Key's business. I'm worried. You know, Solo, amazing talent. Love his comedy work. It hasn't been great coming out of the MFT camp lately. I got my fingers crossed, but I don't know what's happening with him at the moment. We got him wanting to pull Jacob on side, but not really getting it. Half of his team gets released. They are attacking the tag champs, but then they're also involving with Royce Keys. I'm a little worried for Royce.
I think it was more about showing about the morality of Royce. And that distraction just being what it was the necessary thing that allowed Gunther to win, which, again, speaks to elevating Royce Key. Because it took a distraction to keep him from beating Gunther.
Yeah. I'll cross my fingers, and I'll hope for the best. And then... we got like 30 seconds. I'm going to mention this in passing. We will talk much more next week about it when presumably the match is made official. But the quote-unquote retired Brock Lesnar has shown back up on Raw and wants a rematch against Obafemi.
Yeah, this time he'll win. And this sets up a round three, which will probably be the actual retirement match for Lesnar. But I'm happy because it again... It keeps Femi Oba busy, but it also keeps him working with somebody who's above him, rather than just the boringness of him just going out and smashing random guy A.
Well, I'm going to continue to, much like I had my fingers crossed for Royce Keys, I'm going to cross my fingers for Obafemi, and we will see how that all shapes out. Well, that is all we have time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp, and we will catch you next week. Sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big go, strike quick but creep slow. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from three, go, press X to reload. Deadly still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crap stunning. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.